Hi, my name is Dustin. This is my audio journal about my use of testosterone in a testosterone replacement therapy. I have suffered from low testosterone for as long as I can really remember. I was never a man's man or into a lot of super high testosterone things. I was into off-roading and shooting guns and football and stuff like that. But your average competition between men didn't really interest me. I wasn't interested in being the biggest or the baddest or the strongest or the most aggressive. I was only interested in being me. When I was young, I thought that was normal. I thought that's just the way I was. It was my personality. But a few years back, a friend of mine told me that it sounds more like I had low testosterone. Now, he is a bodybuilder. He was a workout freak. I thought he was just comparing my testosterone to what he would consider normal. However, in April, I began the journey to find out what was wrong with me. I had no motivation, I had no energy, I didn't want to do the things that I knew I loved doing. I had all of the factors of your normal depression. We tried some antidepressants and they didn't work, and I couldn't figure out what the root cause of my sadness was. Eventually we figured out that it wasn't a normal depression. I was sad because I was depressed. I wasn't depressed because something made me sad. I was sad because I couldn't get up and go do these things that I wanted to do. And I asked about testosterone and if that could cause it. My doctor was hesitant. However, she did agree to give me the test. And my testosterone, came back at 239. She said, that is normal. It's not your testosterone. I didn't agree. I did more research and found that not only was 239 extremely low, even within the range of what they would consider normal for insurance purposes, but that's just my total testosterone. With a 239 total testosterone, my free testosterone could be almost non-existent. So I told her the truth. That's something I highly recommend. Always tell your doctor the truth. There's no reason in lying to them. They're only trying to help you. And I told her, either you give me whatever kind of steroids or testosterone or whatever I need to get into a more normal range, or I'm going to go down to Joe Bob at the gym and buy it out of some fucking locker. Obviously, she wasn't a fan of that idea, so she sent me to a urologist. The urologist looked at the number and said, your total testosterone is garbage, and we need to get you on something. And that day, he prescribed me 200 milligrams a week, direct injection, and I was only expecting 50 because from what I had been reading, that was the more normal starting dosage. So the next day I actually got my testosterone. It had to be pre-approved and injected myself for the first time on October 9th, 2019. And by the end of the first day, I don't know if it was a placebo effect or if it was the effect of the testosterone, but my mood was up, I was happy, I had energy, I was laughing, I was doing all the stuff I haven't done in a very long time, and it felt great. And if that's just the placebo because my mind knows this is going to work, then I'll take it. That's a hell of a start, and that's what this is going to be, is just a video, or sorry, not video, I'm a little stoned here. An audio journal of my progress with the testosterone and how it affects me each day.